When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Hey, good morning. It's Thursday. It is. Hey, guess what?
What?
It's raining again.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't taken my dogs on a decent walk in like 3 weeks.
Are they all wound up?
Yes.
Too? And they want it bad, don't they?
They need to get outside. They're
and
being a-holes.
Get some exercise.
We went yesterday, but it was maybe only 20 minutes because it looked like it was going to pick up and rain again. I didn't want to go too far. But anyway, more rain today. Storms possible later. 65. Our high, it's 61 right now as you're heading out. We already have issues on 75 through downtown on the bridge. Denise will have more in just a second on that. But if you're heading out, avoid it. Reds lost last night, game 4 against the Brewers this afternoon at 1:10, but it's supposed to rain again.
Yeah.
And then also today's the day that the New Heights podcast with Travis and Jason Kelsey is happening at UC.
So fun.
It's supposed to be at Nippert, but they moved it to Fifth Third Arena because of
the weather,
the rain.
Yeah.
And we know that Joe Burrow is one of the special guests.
Uh-huh. Is Taylor going to show up?
That's my thing.
The big question.
Orlando Brown Jr. is one of the special guests. They initially said there would be 4.
Okay.
So we know 2.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, hey, maybe Taylor will be rolling through town.
How are they handling seating for that? Like, what do you do when you sell to? Is it just a free for all?
I'm not sure. Tickets started at $100 and went into the thousands. So
yeah.
I'm not sure how many they sold.
But I mean, when you had seating for Nippert and you switch it to, that's got to be just a nightmare to have to flip those tickets over. And
my guess is a chunk of it was probably general admission.
Yeah.
Unless you bought some sort of package. But I honestly don't know.
That's crazy.
Like, I was thinking maybe that would be fun to go to.
Yeah.
And the media pass thing didn't really pan out.
No.
And I wasn't paying $100 for that.
Yeah.
But if you're going, we would love an update tomorrow.
Yeah,
I think
for
it will,
sure.
It will be cool. E! News coming up here in just a minute. What do we got? Why is Halle Berry skinning? She's
squirrels.
Skinning squirrels.
Skinning
like
squirrels.
Read that twice.
Yeah.
Will Kevin Costner come back to Yellowstone and the return of another reboot? Melrose Place. All that and more coming up in just a minute. Tap that track for the trip to Paris to see Taylor from Cincinnati's Q102. And we want to say hi to Amy Beyer, Denise Marcus, Krista Fry, and Amanda Ludecking, all listening on the app
right now.
Good morning, you guys. 6:25, expect a rainy day today in the 60s. Rain tonight, rain tomorrow.
Rain.
Here's the pro is on Saturday, it's supposed to be sunny and 70.
Good.
And then Sunday's a little not as nice, but not raining.
Yeah, that's good.
So we'll take it.
Yeah. The one lucky thing with your dogs and taking them out when it's raining or right after a rain is their hair. You know, it's short. They don't get drenched and stay drenched.
No, a couple shakes and it's gone. Although they're undercarriage on a rainy, grassy day, that'll last a little longer.
That'll last, yeah, because mine are drenched. I mean, especially the puppy with her tiny little legs. I mean, she just sinks into the grass, which has been growing like crazy. And she just comes up her whole underside and legs just soaked.
And I believe it's National Pet Day.
It is. We'll have to get some pictures.
Some cute pics of the animals up on the website. Yep. All right. It is E! News time. Kevin Costner, is he coming back to Yellowstone? The return of Melrose Place. But let's start with Skinning Squirrels.
Skinning Squirrels. Halle Berry's in a new thriller called Never Let Go. And she's going to play a mom living off the grid and trying to protect her 2 sons from some kind of evil after an apocalyptic event. A lot of movies about apocalyptic events, it seems, these days. I wonder why. She went a little method for the part. She said, there was no electricity, no lights. My character, Skinning Squirrels, and they're eating bugs and frogs, raw frogs in the woods. It was a challenge. She said, I had to really skin a squirrel. These things wildly challenged me to create some reality within this world that felt so foreign. No word whether the bugs and frogs were real, but that would be pretty gross. Theaters, Never Let Go, September 27th.
Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So remember back in January when Keanu Reeves was seen using crutches on the set of an upcoming movie called Good Fortune? Mm-hmm. Well, we're finding out what happened. 15 days into shooting.
Corns. He's got corns.
He's got corns. No, not quite. The director is Aziz Ansari. And he said, about 15 days into shooting with me, I said, go chill in your trailer. And he tripped on a rug.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
He tripped on a rug. Poor guy, he was such a trooper, and he fractured his kneecap and continued to do all the scenes.
It's always the simplest thing, so...
dumb stuff.
We'll talk more about it later on this show, but we're shutting down our Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And part of that is, you know, getting rid of some of this furniture, and we brought over the couch from the Airbnb to our house. It's a beautiful, sexy brown leather couch. I've been waiting for the day that we can...
That you can actually own your couch.
We can use it, yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, Kris got this leather cleaner to kind of refresh it and give it a, I don't know what you call
just
it.
Just a clean look.
It gives it a, rejuvenates the leather, right?
It moisturizes the leather. Is that the word?
Okay. Yes. So he's spraying it, right? And trust me, I'm going somewhere with this story.
I trust you.
So like the mist from the spray that didn't land on the leather.
Landed on the floor.
Landed on the wood floor. Oh. And it is slick.
Yeah.
As a freshly coated Cyclones Heritage Bank Arena. I mean, I have wiped out with my socks on probably four times. I have bruises on my leg. I'm like, I'm going to have to wipe that off, man. So I could see how it's the simplest thing. You just trip on a rug, and of course, now you're on crutches.
Yeah. I had a full-blown wipeout myself. I have jute rugs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I have tape that that holds them to the floor. But the tape has kind of worn out, and so now the rugs are, half of them are taped and half aren't, and it's sliding all over the place. I came around the corner and hit that rug, and it was like I was sliding into third base. I got to tell you, I went down with style and finesse and ended up with just a little bruise on my hip, which was a miracle.
And did you look up and all the animals were just looking
everybody's
at you
looking
like,
at me
hey.
Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You're all right, though?
I'm fine, and well, so is Keanu Reeves.
Woke up this morning, and there was a cup set out by my keys.
Yeah.
Little note. Yeah. Kris made some iced coffee last night before bed.
What a nice guy. Mm-hmm. You should keep him around.
It's hitting real good.
Is it?
It's hitting real good.
That's a really cool tumbler, too. I love your tumbler.
There's a story behind that tumbler. Maybe I'll tell you one day.
I can't wait to hear it.
All right. Kevin Costner, is he coming back to Yellowstone?
You know, that is a possibility. And I got to tell you, I'm excited. I haven't even seen the episodes without him yet because they haven't been.
But hey, did you watch Yellowstone?
Oh, yeah.
You got into it. Should I still start?
You know, it's sure. I mean, if you don't have anything
Peacock
else to do,
to watch it and haven't watched anything on it except Murder, She Wrote and Real Housewives. That's what we've watched on Peacock.
Take a step up.
Okay.
And go ahead and do Yellowstone. It's good. I mean, I think it'll suck you right in. And there's eye candy, you know, for sure.
Oh, what's his name?
For sure. Oh, God.
Dusty.
See, this is how impacted I am by Yellowstone. I can't remember their names.
You can see them in their beards,
though. The son with the mustache and the long hair. He's super cute. You've got, the one that's the badass that, Yeah, okay. him. So Kevin Costner would consider returning to Yellowstone to give John Dutton a proper send-off. He said, I'd like to be able to do it, but we haven't been able to. Maybe this will circle back to me. If it does and I feel really comfortable with it, I'd love to do it. Of course, feeling really comfortable would probably include patching things up with creator Taylor Sheridan. Mm-hmm. And he said, I've kind of had my own fantasy how Dutton's final arc might be, but that's Taylor's thing. I said as much to him a while back. I had thoughts how it could happen, but we just have to see. So we're just kind of waiting.
That'd be cool if he does.
It's just going to be weird for him to be dead. You know, this show comes back on and what? They're standing at his funeral and we don't see him at all.
Is that what they're doing with it? With the storyline?
Yeah, they're killing it. Yeah, that's widely known that they're just going to kill him off because he couldn't agree with the creator on, yeah, all kinds of things. And there were scheduling issues and, you know, it's Hollywood, Tim.
I know. And then he had his whole drama going on with his ex-wife, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
All of that sort of happened at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. So Melrose Place is coming back with some of the original stars. Heather Locklear is coming back to play Amanda. Laura Layton, Sydney, and Daphne Zuniga is Joe.
I never watched that show. I think that was a little bit out of my window growing up. Was that like on after 90210?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So the 90210 people were your age and the Melrose mm-hmm. people were a little bit too old for you to relate to quite yet.
Maybe. I don't know.
Don't know if any other originals are going to join, but one of them can only appear in flashbacks because someone is going to die. Here's the official synopsis. When one of their dearest friends dies suddenly, the OG residents of Melrose Place gather to honor the deceased. But the pressure cooker of a reunion soon uncovers old traumas, rekindles old romances, reignites old resentments, and reveals new secrets. Throwing our characters into chaotic drama that's reminiscent of the past, but with a much more modern perspective. All right.
It's on for 7 years, 92 yeah. to 99.
Yeah. And then there was that little reboot on the CW in 2009, but it had a younger cast. And
forgot about that.
Yeah, it lasted only one season, but... That always looked like such a cool place to live.
Melrose Place?
Yes. I loved that whole, yeah.
I don't even know. Is that California, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me, there's this little hotel, the Sunito Inn in Ojai, California, that has that same little courtyard. Like you walk in through this gated entrance, and then there's this adorable little courtyard, and then
all
of these stairs.
And you immediately think of Melrose Place?
I think of Melrose Place every single time. I'm like, I feel like I'm staying there.
Funny.
So if you happen to be on the staff at a venue where Madonna is performing, she does not like air conditioning. Just so you know, if you're going to one of her shows, dress lightly or in layers. She does not like air conditioning. She was in Miami over the weekend. She actually stopped the show because they kept the AC running. She said, you don't know how much I've been waiting for this whole effing show. I am working my ass off. I deserve it. Respect me. The show will not go on until you respect me. She also reportedly said, I also work very hard because I am a mother and I am an artist and I am a queen. Yes. So she also stopped her final Miami show on Tuesday night for a different reason, to pay tribute to the victims of the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting. So there's Madonna on tour. Eminem, you were a big enough fan to make your hair yellow just like his.
It was a cultural thing. Pop cultural thing in 2001, maybe.
So 2002. Was it because you were a fan of Eminem, or it was just the style at the moment?
Both. People were doing it. It wasn't just an Eminem yeah. thing, but it also was that Slim Shady period when a lot of people were doing it because he did it in this Slim Shady video or whatever.
I almost wonder if the yellow was an accident, because you know that can happen when you try to bleach your hair or
I had it professionally
blonde.
Done. It was more blonde. It was the correct blonde, but over time it did sort of look more yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Eminem is asking his fans, well, stans, for their help with an upcoming documentary. It's untitled, but it seems like it's going to be all about the fans. He tweeted out a link to an online survey with questions like how the fan first heard about Eminem, if they consider themselves a stan, if they collect his merch or write fan fiction, and if they've ever been to Detroit.
I've been to Detroit. I've not written any fan fiction on him.
Do you consider yourself a stan?
No, probably not.
No. What was that? I mean, you weren't living in Detroit at the time that he was big, were you? when he first came out? Were you still
living
in
Detroit? I was there, yeah. That's where my parents lived.
Yeah. So what was that like?
It was cool that someone that was popular was from Detroit.
Yeah.
It had been a while.
Yeah.
Bob Seger.
And was he still living there at the time? I mean, were there constantly Eminem sightings?
No, I don't know about sightings, but we all knew that there was this one part of town that was sort of had gated communities in it, and we knew he had a house in there.
In there.
Which is probably about 5 miles from where I grew up.
5 miles from the 8 mile?
Actually, probably about 7 miles.
Yeah. So it also asked for a 1 minute video explaining why they are Eminem's biggest fan. So Stan is a reference to his 2000 song about an unhinged stalker fan.
So when will this be out? I'd be intrigued to see documentary.
Don't know. Maybe we need to do a 1 minute video of you explaining why you are Eminem's biggest fan. We can do your hair. It could be fun.
We'll see.
Yeah.
See about that.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.